Maintaining a love affair with the world is akin to having a mistress. In many of today's cultures, keeping a mistress is an acceptable practice, providing some excitement to an otherwise boring life and marriage. The modern-day church, especially in the West, has its own mistress, having fallen head over heels in love with the world. The average believer can talk for hours about the things of the world, but then try asking about their relationship with the Lord and they quickly run out of words. The Bible says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." When a person is in love, they will enthusiastically tell you all about their lover. Paul warned us that in the last days, men would be lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, lovers of self more than lovers of God. These are some of the lovers that creep into our lives and gradually erode our relationship with God. Jesus said in the last days, the love of many would wax cold. How well this describes the condition of the present-day church. Over time, the church's passion for Christ has cooled from its former fervency and fire to what is now only a smoldering ember. James refers to those who love the world as adulterers. Tragically, the vast majority of Christians are even now pursuing an ongoing love affair with the world. Every Sunday, they convey a false image to others that their marriage to Christ is impeccable. Yet in reality, they derive far more excitement from their interaction with the world. The spirit of this world is a powerful and cunning seductress that few seem able to discern, and from whom even fewer seem able to disengage themselves. She craftily flatters with her lips, deceiving people into a false sense of security while they partake of her enticements. But as the book of Proverbs says, "Many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is the way to Sheol." Proverbs chapter 7, verses 25 through 27. Imagine what it would be like on your wedding day to hear your spouse say these words, "I take you to be my lawfully wedded. I promise to remain faithful to you on Sundays only. I refuse to forsake all former lovers, choosing rather to cling to them and meet with them throughout the week." No one in their right mind would agree to such an arrangement. And yet that is exactly how many Christians treat the Lord, our heavenly bridegroom. Steve Gallagher spares no punches in this book as he seeks to expose and destroy this worldly mistress. You will appreciate the masterful and insightful way that he deals with this subject. Gallagher's desire is to see the church restored to her first love, Christ Himself. If the passion is missing from your relationship with Jesus Christ, then this book is for you. Read it honestly, prayerfully, and frequently, asking the Holy Spirit to remove the blindness and calloused indifference from your life. Then ask Him to grant you that gracious gift of repentance that results in restored fellowship and intimacy with the lover of your soul. David Ravenhill, author, itinerant teacher, Siloam Springs, Arkansas.